This episode of the Memory Palace is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who save with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Support for the Memory Palace comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/memory. That's odoo.com/memory. Odoo, modern management made simple.
This is the Memory Palace. I'm Nate DeMeo. The people would come before nightfall. On new roads cut through the wilderness, stretched over prairies, laid out in routes governed by convenience, sure, by ease of construction, of least resistance, by proximity to existing amenities and all of that, but by inspiration too. By vistas, stirring scenery, mountains' majesty soaring just so through the car window as they came around the bend, the people who came before nightfall, when cars were still new to most. When any flickering landscape out the passenger window, a city street, a stand of trees, a rain-gray warehouse by the railroad tracks, could still thrill. But here on these new roads were vistas. Right on cue, there was El Capitan, purple in the fading light. There were the Tetons, as grand as advertised. And when these people arrived at Yosemite or Yellowstone or Bryce Canyon or any of the national parks in the American West in the 1920s and 30s, they'd drive right to the trash dump. Because if you were going to Yosemite or Yellowstone or what have you back then, if you had made the journey all the way there to the places America had pledged to keep wild, you wanted to see some wild animals. And if you made it by sunset, you could watch tons of bears eating trash. The novelist Wallace Stegner called the national parks the best idea the United States ever had. He has been quoted often. The Park Service itself uses that line all the time. Ken Burns used it as the title of one of his documentary series. And, I mean, it has to be up there, idea-wise. What could be more in line with a particularly romantic, particularly democratic vision of America than its decision to set aside vast portions of its territory for preservation and protection from economic exploitation? And considering other competing and maybe even dominant visions of America at this late hour, the national parks can seem less an idea than a minor miracle. But while you are welcome to quibble with the late Mr. Stegner if you wish, I will ask that you grant me this. The best idea within that idea came from George Melendez Wright. He was 24 when he landed a job with the Park Service as a naturalist in Yosemite, the nearest park then to where he grew up in the hills near San Francisco, where he'd hiked and foraged and watched for birds, earned his Boy Scout badges, and where he'd studied forestry at Berkeley. He had beaten paths from the bay up to the border of Oregon, spent nights beneath tall pines by lakesides convinced that there was no better place to spend a night in midsummer. He knew the wilderness, and knew tourists in their fedoras and flowered dresses sitting in bleachers watching bears grow fat on half-eaten hamburgers. Wasn't that? As soon as he arrived on the job, he knew that the parks and the nature they sought to preserve had fallen out of balance. Yosemite was overrun by elk, because the rangers had driven out the wolves and coyotes. Creeks overflowed with fish because they killed off birds that ought to be eating them. And some of the bears weren't hibernating. Why would they? There was food year-round around sunset. And so 2 years into the job, at 26 years old, he set out to study the parks of the West and catalog their flora and fauna. Talking to ranchers and hunters and folks who lived in the land, filling notebooks with observations and tally marks. Spent 5 years. And with that data, he was able to convince the stewards of America's best idea, of his own best idea, that the wilderness should be wild, that a forest wasn't a zoo, that every fire that might happen there shouldn't be prevented, that predators should be repopulated, and that the trash heap shows should be closed. If we were going to set aside corners of the continent for nature, then it should be natural. and his idea is now the foundation of the parks that we see today. Though George Melendez Wright himself didn't live to see any of it. He was killed in a car crash in New Mexico at only 31, while out exploring what would become Big Bend National Park. But we can remember him, and I ask that you think of him if you are lucky enough to visit Yellowstone or Yosemite or Denali or Glacier or any of the parks, and come upon a bear or an elk or a wolf or any wild thing. Allowed to be wild. This episode of the Memory Palace was written and produced by me, Nate DeMayo. The show gets engineering assistance from Elizabeth Aubert, research assistance from Eliza McGraw, gets its ad music from J.D. Sampson. The Memory Palace is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a collective of independent podcasts, and people who get to make bold choices and call their own shots, knowing each has each other's back, and knowing that our listeners are able to support what we do by donating to Radiotopia.fm. If you ever want to drop me a line, please do. That address is nate@thememorypalace.us. You can follow me on Twitter @thememorypalace. Same for Facebook. And you can find a new story here every couple of weeks. Take care. Radiotopia.